nibbling on sponge cake.
University of West Florida's president, Dr. Martha Saunders, has resigned. In her letter of resignation, Saunders said it was not an easy choice. She says she believes this is the right time for her and the university for her to step down. Saunders has been president since 2017. She says she'll work closely with the UWF Board of Trustees and campus leadership to ensure a smooth transition until the next president is named.
And I can't answer for her, but knowing her heart and knowing how she's built this incredible university, I think she felt like maybe it was time for her to step aside, to take the focus off of the problems that they were having with what she had done at the university.
Well, I think like the rest of the community, you know, we're all very sad to see her go, particularly under the stressful situation and circumstances.
On our social media, most of the people commenting are upset to see Dr. Saunders go. One alumni is even calling others to pull their donations from the university. I called one of the largest donors to the university, Belle Bayer of the Bayer Family Foundation, for a comment. She said she was too heartbroken to speak.
Man, I can understand that. I know I was very frustrated, angry, disappointed yesterday after we covered this so extensively, the Board of Trustees meeting last Thursday. And the engagements between Zach Smith and Alonzi Scott, Zach Smith and Martha Saunders, Adam Kissel and Martha Saunders, and then some of the comments by some of the other, you know, Board of Trustees members and, you know, allegations about the things that have been done wrong, everything from going back to the drag show from 6 years ago. My God, how far back do you have to scrub if that's your best example? Does that mean the drag show was a great idea? I don't know. I don't know enough, okay? Having Ibrahim X. Kendi or Alicia Garza come to campus to speak, what were the contexts and so forth? And, you know, I got to think, I've thought a lot about this in the day since. Obviously, this news is very surprising yesterday. Maybe not as surprising. I mean, maybe it's more the inevitable coming sooner than later. But thinking about particularly Zach Smith's role in this, clearly, you know, you're going to have to prove to me that he didn't do this at the direction of the governor. I mean, how else would you explain it? This is what the governor wanted. The governor promised big changes. He said, buckle up. What did he mean? Well, he meant this. He meant clearing the presidency so that he could appoint somebody he wants in there, a loyalist. Maybe Manny Diaz. This seems to be the front runner. You know, I wouldn't think it's going to be Don Gates. Not now. Don Gates got his guy booted, Adam Kissel. They did, right? And the governor is a very, you know, you don't go with me, then I'm going to punish you. You know, so, I mean, he pointed Zach Smith to UWF, and Zach Smith gets in there and attack dog prosecutes, ambushes Martha Saunders, and 4 days later she quits. I mean, these things are obvious to me, obviously all connected. When these same people went in front of the Senate and said that the, you know, the university was thriving and doing great and wonderful, and they just want to figure out how to help it do better. Well, you know, you don't help it do better by deposing the leader, you know? So could it be better in 2 years? It's always possible it could be better in 2 years. Do I agree with some of their concerns about culture issues and, you know, DEI or wokeness or whatever? Yeah, of course. I mean, you know me. I make fun of that stuff twice a day on Friday. You know, I hate that stuff. I think it's ridiculous. But I do have a story that I want to tell you that I think when Zach Smith in public brought out the drag show from 2019, it just struck me as trying so hard. And I do not believe that he was just casually strolling through 6 years worth of social media to see. And I do not believe that he just wanted an answer to a hard question. Because you would have asked in private. You would have said, hey, here's some things I see that are concerning. Can I get more context on these? That's how you're supposed to do this before you bring it out in front of, you know, God and everybody in the internet. Anyway, I don't know enough about the Ibrahim Kendi speech. I don't know enough about the Alicia Garza. I don't know enough about the drag show or about all the other things that go on campus. There's a lot of things that go on campus. You can't cherry pick one example. You got to use, you know, how representative is it? Could you pick 20 others? Do you have counterexamples? What do the students believe? What are the surveys? Like, you have to do this in a more honest way. And it was not done in an honest way. But I had an experience when I was at the University of Illinois that suddenly came back to me yesterday when I was thinking about all this that I thought really gives an illustration of how you can and how you shouldn't do these kinds of provocative student events. And I'll share that with you in just a second. John Pickens has traffic on the fives. John?
Man, here we go. Yeah, I've been waiting. Okay, here we go. Brought to you by Frontier Motors, the only dealer Dave Ramsey recommends in Pensacola. That's Frontier Motors on Beverly Parkway. No accidents to report to you right now, but if you're on Tippin Avenue, the light is out at Langley and Tippin, College and Tippin, as well as Tippin and 12th Avenue. So just be prepared for that. Those lights are out, and it's causing some delays. I'm John Pickens with your traffic on the fives.
Thanks so much, John. But somebody texts me and says, how do you know the governor had his hands in this? Oh, I don't know. I infer from the evidence. I infer from the fact that he suddenly appointed the just confirmed member of PSC's Board of Trustees, Zach Smith, to go be on UWF's board. And that it just happens that in the very next meeting, a week later, he engages in clearly attack prosecutor mode against Martha Saunders. Those are facts. I infer from that that there was direction. I could be wrong. There might not be. But it fits the pattern. It explains the evidence. And you're going to have to prove me that theory is not true. Anyway, back to the case. I was saying that I had an experience at and by the way, I've sent two kids to UWF and I'll send a third. Okay, so I'm a big fan. I'm a UWF dad. I'm actually wearing green and blue today. Got lucky. So when I was at the University of Illinois, this is back in the late 80s, early 90s. I remember there was an event where at an on-campus lecture hall, a couple hundred of us got together in a room, off hours, not part of a class. The university was showing the Spike Lee movie, Do the Right Thing, which is all about race and power and violence and anger and justice. And it's a very provocative movie. It's a great movie, okay? And we all got together and watched it. And there were faculty and non-faculty, as I recall, there who led a conversation afterwards. And it was black kids and white kids, and there was some emotion, and there was some drama, and there was a really great conversation. It was one of the most interesting educational experiences I've ever participated in. I remember to this day now, 30 years later. Now, if 6 years after that had happened, some new board of trustee member at the University of Illinois had been appointed and came in and went through social media and said, oh, they had students watch Do the Right Thing, this Spike Lee movie about racism. See, they're all DEI and woke and critical race theory and how inappropriate. And this is not even just a student-led thing. This is an official function. Why did you allow that to happen? Now, I don't know whether the Ibrahim Kendi thing or the drag show or any of the other events, and again, I don't know all the events, I don't know whether any of that fit what I'm describing as an incredibly rich experience I had. But if you don't know enough, I could see it being cast in that light. And we should have more of those kinds of things, not less, at our universities. When you there's plenty of indoctrination at university. There's plenty of wicked people who think their job as a teacher is to retrain your kids. I mean, it's certainly true. Okay? There are also plenty of heroes, plenty of good people who think their job as a teacher is to provoke your kids to think, to explore, to question, to ask things and see things in ways that they wouldn't otherwise. And as a conservative, there are very few universities where I think there's real balance. There's certainly precious few universities where there's something like a lean in my side. I mean, Hillsdale would be like the one example I can really think of. Some of your private schools, certainly. I mean, Hillsdale's private. UWF was not the place it needed fixing, but could it be better? Yeah. I mean, sure. Is this the way to do it? No, this is not the way to do it. Oh, somebody said, Andrew, you're usually in favor of some of the stuff the governor's been doing, and suddenly you're against him doing it here in UWF. Is that just NIMBYism? Are you, like, against it because it's your own backyard? Oh, fair question. Okay. No, it has more to do with my knowledge about UWF and my feeling that the university is doing extraordinarily well, and my sense as a UWF parent that UWF, though it leans left of center, is not nearly as bad as many would be. It's not the ripe opportunity that DeSantis thinks it is. So why is he fixated here? I don't know. I really don't. But he's fixated on this one, and now that he got kicked in the teeth a couple times with his people being forced out, I think that just means to him we're going to triple down and go. It must mean that the problem's worse than I thought it was. Sir. You know. 437-1620, 437-1620. I'm Andrew McKay.
Wesley Financial Group is not a law firm.
They told us nothing but lies.
These timeshare thieves out there are terrible.
They bullied us.
Our timeshare is all a scam.
They stole from us. They were thieves.
I was completely taken advantage of.
Hello, I'm Chuck McDowell, founder and CEO of Wesley Financial Group, and I know the tough spot you're in. Are you asking yourself, why did I buy that timeshare? I'll tell you why, because that presentation wasn't a normal sales pitch. It was a show to convince you that timeshare is a great investment. They told you it was available today and today only. They said you're foolish if you don't buy, and unfortunately, you believed them. We get over 3,000 complaints a week from folks just like you that were misled into buying a timeshare. Give us a call. I guarantee if we take you as a client, we will cancel your timeshare or you'll pay nothing.
Call now for your free information kit. 800-881-4242. 800-881-4242. 800-881-4242.
Tune in today at 10 to the Pensacola Expert Panel when guests Shelley Ragsdale, Corey Booth, and JT Young from Florida Power & Light will be on the show talking about everything you need to know that's happening this spring and summer. Learn about spring savings tips, prepping for warm temperatures, and programs to help you save by managing energy consumption and more. Today at 10 on the Pensacola Expert Panel.
The Pensacola Expert Panel on News Radio 92.3 and AM 1620.
The Pensacola Expert Panel, Pep Talk. Mornings at 9, right after Pensacola Morning News with Andrew McKay on News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable.
I don't think so. Homie, don't play that.
Good morning, 8:22 here on News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable. I'm Andrew McKay. It's Pensacola Morning News. David Wayne is in the newsroom with our headlines. David?
Well, good morning, Andrew. Health and Human Services Secretary Robert F. Kennedy Jr. apparently going viral today for taking his grandkids swimming in a Washington, D.C. area creek, but apparently not just any creek. His group was hiking in D.C.'s Dumbarton Oaks Park on Mother's Day when they decided to swim in Rock Creek, but the National Park Service warns visitors to stay out of that creek due to elevated bacteria levels. Apparently, there's been a swimming ban there since 1971.
Oh, God. 54 years. Okay. My whole life it's been banned swimming.
I mean, maybe he didn't know. It's not like it's been a long time.
For sure. Anything, yeah.
Yeah. A two-day hearing begins today in Los Angeles to determine whether convicted killers Lyle and Eric Menendez should be resentenced for their crimes. The Menendez brothers have served decades in prison for the 1989 murders of their parents in Beverly Hills. Attorneys for the brothers are expected to argue that they've both been rehabilitated after 30 years in prison. And the White House says the problems at the Newark, New Jersey airport fall squarely on the shoulders of the Biden administration. Transportation Secretary Sean Duffy says the airport is using old equipment that looks like it came off the set of Apollo 13.
Okay. I mean, that's across the board, though, right? Like,
that's true.
In the space program, in the military, in, you know, I'm surprised they're not running like DOS 3.1 or something. You know, like, it's just.
They probably are.
I mean, what is the Windows thing 95. That the, even the nuclear.
You laugh, but if you're running DOS, you ain't getting a virus.
That's right. That's exactly right. Plus, you could probably play Oregon Trail. No, but, I mean, we run into this with, like, the missile launch infrastructure is ancient. I mean, really ancient, right? Or at least that's what I remember reading. And, I mean, that. We fly B-52s, for goodness sakes. You know, like, B-52s are like people's grandkids and great-grandkids are flying the plane they flew. You know, like, it's that kind of. Okay, so.
Absolutely.
You know, and by the way, old is not always terrible. It's not always great. It's not always terrible. David, thanks so much for the update. 8:24 here on News Radio 92.3. If you have any work to be done inside your home, plumbing, air conditioning, heating, electrical, anything in that like that cluster of complicated home repair type stuff. Peden, they can take care of you with any of that stuff all along the Gulf Coast. Good quality products, you know, high quality in installation, stand by the work, 100% satisfaction guaranteed. And again, they're all along the Gulf Coast from Tallahassee to Mobile, you know, Baldwin County, Escambia, Santa Rosa, Panama City, Okaloosa, Fort Walton. They're all over the place for 55 years because people know that they can be counted on. And during the month of May, when the heat is starting to increase a little bit, you can cool off with a new air conditioning system from Peden. Get $1,500 off plus special financing. There are some restrictions that may apply. Also, for generators, we're getting close to hurricane season. Get the best prices of the year right now before storm season begins. Save $2,500 on a standby generator through May on a dependable and powerful Briggs & Stratton generator. Some restrictions may apply. Find out more or book an appointment online at Peden, P-E-A-D-E-N. com. John Pickens has traffic on the fives. John?
Yes, I do. If you are on Tippin Avenue at Langley and Tippin or College and Tippin as long and Tippin and 12th Avenue, those lights are still out. So definitely be aware of that. No accidents to report to you. I-10, I-110 are looking good. I'm John Pickens with your traffic on the fives.
Thanks so much, John. Interesting that we're going to talk about this tomorrow with the mayor, but you know, he's trying to improve the quality and availability of childcare here in Pensacola.
We know that at every income level that there's an availability issue, whether it's subsidized childcare all the way to folks that are paying full, you know, which I guess you'd consider like in housing term, market rate, you know, $1,000 or more a month. Even the folks that are not subsidized are struggling to find childcare.
Yeah, and as he's saying, it's not just price, it's just capacity, right, is one of the challenges.
You really dig deep, what you realize is there's many potential pitfalls to that. Number one is, do we have enough accredited, qualified employees to work at these locations?
I mean, it's a fine thing to say we ought to have more child care, but do we have employees who are trained properly who can even do the work and get paid enough to do the work? And
two is, what type of business training, upskilling, development? You know, we have entrepreneurs, whether you open a restaurant or a bar or you open a childcare, you know, it's got to be able to make money. It's got to be successful. You've got to be able to keep employees.
And is there anything that the city, and again, this is kind of a theme for Mayor Reeves, which is, even if it's not specifically our job, is there anything we can do to solve the problem? Anything we can do to help the situation?
What kind of support system are we putting in place for our current child care folks that are putting their blood, sweat, and tears into running this? Is there something we can do to help them build their skill? I've heard of stories anecdotally around here where we've got good operating child cares, but if we can we help them get certifications that allow them to tap into additional revenues that they wouldn't otherwise be able to find?
Yeah, some kind of a subsidy that they might be able to, you know, facilitate expansion or just, you know, continuing. And by the way, this is not limited to the private sector. I was just reading a story in military.com that happens to be about Eglin. I think it was only, military.com covers all the military stuff for the entire country and abroad as well. But it happened to be about Eglin that there was a May 7th memo sent by the Eglin Air Force Base Child and Youth Services detailed to families starting next month. So this is in June. Child care hours at the Florida installation will be reduced from 12 hours a day to 10 hours a day due to staffing issues, which follows a trend occurring across the department. And in this case, they're not trying to cut back services, but they are, you know, have fewer personnel and they're trying to make the personnel match the available centers that they have. And the best way to do that is just to pare back the hours. But that's going to be an inconvenience for military parents. There are currently two child development centers at Eglin, a third one being renovated, and depending on staffing levels, set to open later this year. Kayla Prather, a 96th test wing spokesman, told a military.com the reduction in child care hours would allow for staff to be spread out. The reduction in hours aims to stabilize staffing levels and reduce the risk of unexpected room closures and potential denial of child care. So they're trying their best to do the service, but this is a real problem, you know, the availability of child care. Now, in our own situation, you know, we did stay-at-home mom, okay? My wife, though she's an engineer, she started to have children and she retired. And then I work. So that's how we solved that problem. Of course, she homeschooled also. But that is, I mean, it worked very well for us. It's not an option that everybody embraces. In a two-parent working family or single parent, childcare is, it's a nightmare. I don't envy the people that have to deal with that because, you know, I have heard really, really terrible stories about the challenges and the cost of making that work. Hey, if you're thinking about that next vehicle, Frontier Motors is a great selection of good quality used cars. 1, 2, 3 years young, low miles, great condition, A-quality cars. Cars you can count on that they'll warranty to, you know, 100,000 miles in 10 years, which means that you buy a car that's going to have 6 years and 50,000 miles worth of warranty on it, which is kind of nice, you know, because of what Frontier does, because they only want to provide you with good quality cars. Go look around. Huge selection, 300 cars and trucks on the lot. Drive as many as you like, sample as many as you like. If they got one you like, buy it. If they have close, tell them to go looking for it. They search for cars all the time for people. Frontier Motors, serving the Pensacola community for more than 25 years, behind the Big Buffalo on Beverly Parkway. Be sure to tell them Andrew McKay says hi.
Fox News, I'm Chris Foster. President Trump's about to address an investment forum in Riyadh, Saudi Arabia, after meeting and signing economic agreements with Crown Prince Mohammed bin Salman.
The Saudis have pledged a $600 billion investment in the U.S. Tomorrow, the president goes to Qatar and wraps up his three-day trip to the United Arab Emirates, who have pledged to invest $1.4 trillion in the U.S. over the next decade.
Fox's Lucas Tomlinson. Fox business correspondent Cheryl Cassoni with the latest report on consumer inflation from the Labor Department.
We're coming in a little bit lighter than expected. So we came in at 0.2% month over month, 2.3% year over year, 0.2% core month over month. Core year over year came in at 2.8%.
Core strips out food and energy, which are more volatile. Grocery and gas prices fell last month. Egg prices were down 12.7%. America's listening to Fox News.
Good morning, 8:31 at News Radio 92.3. It is sunny and 71 degrees right now in Pensacola. The old Marcello's Italian restaurant on Navy Boulevard is set to be demolished. Escambia County says that building is now beyond repair and has faced issues with its roof collapsing and vagrants getting in. The county says the building's owner has pulled a demolition permit. The building could come down in the next few weeks following an asbestos abatement. The building owner owes just over $14,000 in fines that have accumulated since last year. And this comes as the county is now actively working to fight blight in the Warrington area. Public workshops plan to get input on proposals to improve South Navy Boulevard around the entrance to NAS Pensacola. And that meeting is being held to 5 p.m. tomorrow at the Lexington Terrace Community Center on Old Corey Field Road. Two EF1 tornadoes confirmed in northwest Florida last weekend. The National Weather Service says one hit Pensacola Beach, another Destin. Preliminary reports say several businesses on Pensacola Beach were damaged. Weather officials are also looking into reports of storm damage from a possible tornado in the Warrington area, where several homes on Calhoun Avenue off Gulf Beach Highway also sustained damage. The tornado in Destin knocked over some trees and light poles, caused a brief power outage there. A Crestview man has died after crashing into a tree in Okaloosa County. That happened yesterday afternoon. The Florida Highway Patrol says the man was driving his pickup truck on Garden City Parkway and lost control going around a curve when he hit the tree. The crash is still under investigation. Well, it's almost tropical weather season. A lot of things to get on the to-do list.
The 2025 hurricane season is less than 20 days away. Later this week, on Thursday, the National Hurricane Center will begin issuing daily tropical outlooks, highlighting areas showing potential for tropical development. Listen to News Radio 92.3 for daily updates on conditions in the tropics. Chris Bryan, News Radio 92.3.
Thank you very much, Chris. Dr. Martha Saunders resigning from the University of West Florida this week. The news following that dramatic Board of Trustees committee meeting where several trustees questioned her about DEI policies at the university.
I am from Pensacola. I've worked at the university for many years now as an adjunct. And I'll be frank with you. Some of the things I've seen are very concerning to me.
And that's DeSantis' newest pick, Zach Smith, who also serves on the PSC board. Trustee Alonzi Scott referred to the line of questioning as an ambush during the meeting.
Some of the new trustees have made some comments here that I find quite offensive. And I don't think we're heading in a very productive way in any sense. I see one trustee ambush our president. I'm not very happy about that, Trustee Jack Smith, at all.
UWF has faced increasing scrutiny from the DeSantis administration this year, with the governor telling the university to buckle up at a recent press event. Well, police say they expect to spend at least a few more weeks investigating the crash between two SUVs that killed three people and injured a University of Miami linebacker over the weekend.
We do have witnesses. We have video from area cameras and from another vehicle that was in the area. We'll also take crash data from both of the vehicles that were involved.
That's Mike Laux, the police chief in Largo, and he says there's no information to suggest that the driver was impaired. 20-year-old Darius Hayes and one of his passengers were treated and released for their injuries. The crash killed a 10-year-old, a 4-year-old, and the 78-year-old driver of the other SUV. 8:35 at News Radio 92.3, John Pickens has our traffic on the fives.
Yes, we are rolling accident-free right now, not even seeing any delays to let you know about I-10, I-110, Highway 90, 98 are looking good. I'm John Pickens with your traffic on the five.
Thank you very much, John. Now our Channel 3 forecast with Brooke Richardson.
We are going to be seeing a small chance of an afternoon shower today, 10% overall. Most of us seeing mostly sunny, high near 80 degrees. Overnight tonight, temperatures dropping near 68. For Wednesday, mostly sunny skies, 10% chance of a stray shower, high near 83. Wednesday night, temperatures dropping near 74. Keeping beautiful sunny weather around on Thursday with a high near 85. Thursday night, temperatures dropping near 75 degrees. This is Brooke Richardson from the First Morning Weather Center.
Thank you very much, Brooke. And right now, it's 71 degrees. Sunshine around the area. Our next news at 9 and breaking news anytime it happens. I'm David Wayne for News Radio 92.3. And your money now this morning. Mixed open to the markets. The Dow's down 186 points right now, 42,271. S&P up 12 points at 58.56. NASDAQ up 112 points at 18,820. 10-year bond rate is up at 4.453%. Gold price is up $20 at $32.48.10. Silver price is up 17 cents, $32.79. Crypto up across the board this morning. Bitcoin up just over 2,000 at 103.884. Ethereum's up 100. Solana's up about $5. Dogecoin up fractionally, and XRP up a bit as well. American shoe companies say they're encouraged by the U.S.-China trade negotiations, but they say the industry still needs relief. The CEO of Footwear Distributors and Retailers of America that represents Nike, Under Armour, and other leading shoe companies released a statement saying, quote, "We're not across the finish line yet." Comments come after the Trump administration's progress in recent negotiations. However, shoes are highly exposed to tariffs. 99% of all footwear sold in the U.S. Is manufactured overseas. President Trump defending the controversial plan to accept a luxury jet from Qatar. Speaking from the White House on Monday, Trump said there's no reason to turn down a free jet. McDonald's now planning to hire up to 375,000 workers across the nation this summer.
The fast food chain announced the move at a news conference that included the U.S. Labor Secretary. Monday's event celebrated the 10-year anniversary of the company's Archways to Opportunity program, which offers tuition assistance and helps employees reach their education goals. McDonald's is known to be among President Trump's culinary favorites, and the company donated $1 million to his second presidential inauguration. I'm Brian Shook.
Thank you very much, Brian. The Consumer Price Index scheduled to be released today. That's one of the Fed's most trusted inflation gauges and is expected to show the first clear impact of the Trump administration's tariffs. That's due to be released here in the next hour. 8:38, your next news at 9.
Why do you love your favorite pair of jeans? What keeps you connected to your oldest friends? How do you know that the solution you seek is right for you? The answer is simple. It's the fit. And at Pinair Credit Union, we believe your finances should fit you perfectly. It's the right checking account for how you spend your time and money. It's the right loan for where you are and where you're headed next. It's local banking that's as comfortable as your favorite pair of jeans. Join us at Pinair.org. You'll fit right in. Pinair Credit Union is insured by NCUA Equal Opportunity Lender.
Is your child getting the personalized attention they need to succeed in math? Hi, this is Adana Elder with Mathnasium. Summer is the perfect time for students to catch up, keep up, or get ahead.
At Mathnasium, we offer tailored solutions for learners of all skill levels. We start by assessing each student's strengths and areas for growth, then build a customized learning plan just for them. Your child can join face-to-face sessions online or learn in person at one of our neighborhood centers. We proudly accept step-up scholarships. Mathnasium of Pensacola, Destin, and Niceville, changing lives through math. Learn more at mathnasium.com.
News Radio 92.3 is proud to be a partner in the success of a lot of local businesses. We want your business to be part of this success story in 2025 with our unique platform to showcase your powerful message. Every day, News Radio's Pensacola Expert Panel provides an opportunity unlike any other. Hi, I'm Meg, host of the Pensacola Expert Panel. Let us help you share your message. Contact us to get you and your business part of the Pensacola Expert Panel. Call 850-262-6000.
Ready for intelligent and thought-provoking conversation? Tune in to The Guy Benson Show on News Radio Pensacola. Weekdays from 2 till 4 p.m. on 92.3, 95.3, and AM 1620. Guy Benson, the brilliant and charismatic host, brings you a fresh perspective on the biggest stories of the day. Guy keeps you engaged and informed. Don't miss out on the intellectual thrill ride. Tune in to The Guy Benson Show on News Radio Pensacola from 2 till 4 p.m. It's the show that'll challenge your thinking and leave you wanting more on News Radio Pensacola.
Everybody was kung fu fighting.
I admire your deductive processes.
Ooh, yeah. I'm gonna have to go ahead and sort of disagree with you there.
Oh, idiot.
Food fight!
Gentlemen, you can't fight in here. This is the war room.
This conversation can serve no purpose anymore. Goodbye.
Let me paint you a picture. You're driving down the road. Let's just say it's an ordinary mid-level road like Davis Highway or Creighton or 9th Avenue or something like this, okay? And the person in front of you is what we'll gently describe as a bad driver. They're going too slow. They weave a little bit. They don't seem to be particularly highly aware of what's going on around them, are not reacting well to things. Fill in the blank however you like. You know they're a bad driver. You've all seen this because you drive and because it's Florida. Anyway, but
were you in my car this morning?
There's always somebody. My question is it better, in your mind, safer, prudent, to be the person behind the bad driver? Or is it better to pass them and put them behind you? 437-1620, 437-1620. I will go first and confess. This is not an analysis piece. This is a confession. When somebody's, particularly if they're slow, but if they look like they're not particularly skilled or maybe drunk, you know, or whatever, I am of the pass them and get them behind me mindset. Because I feel like there's a catastrophe about to happen in front of me, and I don't want to be driving into it. And then as soon as I pass them, I think, oh, crap, now it's behind me. They're going to run into my back end. John?
That's what I was just about to say. I was like, you have no control over that one.
That's right. That's
but
right.
But at least if you're behind, you yep. have control.
I do. And so are you a behind or a pass?
I'm behind.
You want to keep them in front of you where you can see them and keep your distance and brake and all that?
Exactly.
Okay.
Because I don't want to hurt the pretty car.
What if they're slow? Now you got to be slow and scared.
Oh, we're going to pass them.
Yeah. And then when they catch up to you at the next light, you're like, no, 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 no.
No, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
I know.
All right. Meg, 437-1620. Would you rather be behind the bad driver or would you rather be in front of the bad driver? 437-1620. Meg?
I would definitely pass them, and I try to go as far in front of them as possible. So I don't stick around like right in front of them. I'm going to go as far in front.
How much will you speed to create distance between you and that person?
Whatever speed is necessary.
Yeah, I'm saying.
I mean, really, I want to get as far away from them as possible.
And so. I'm hoping we can get a light between us.
Absolutely.
I'm hoping that we can get a light between us.
Yeah.
The worst. Oh, man. Somebody's a bad driver and you pass them. And, you know, you're passing them, you know, or whatever. You know, I don't recommend hand gestures. I don't recommend horns.
I don't do that.
It's illegal. But, you know, you maybe
you're
can
just
go.
Waving high.
No, you're not.
You just want to make sure.
Nobody is ever just waving high. And then, you know, and then you get stuck at the light. And then they pull up beside you. Oh.
Well, if you don't make any gestures, there's not a problem.
You can
Andrew?
Gesture without gesturing.
Andrew?
You can communicate through driving.
Something's not being said here.
There are ways of allowing your displeasure to be known without gesturing or honking. You know this.
Please.
No.
Enlighten me.
437s. You know what I'm talking. So, okay. So, you, Meg, you're a speed up, go away, escape.
Correct.
John is a wait for the catastrophe to happen so I can call the police on him.
Well, I don't want my car ruined.
It's, okay. Stay back. I feel like stay back is the prudent choice, but I definitely pass and go ahead and go as far as far away as I can.
Now, if I suspect someone's drunk driving or is something else is going, I mean, if it's really out of control, I will call 911.
Oh, same. Absolutely. Yeah, absolutely.
Just to clarify.
And stay behind them and pay attention. And if there's any need for the help, I'm here to help. Oh, they just got off in Fairfield. You know, like whatever.
Mm-hmm,
okay.
Because, mm-hmm.
Yeah, most definitely. 437-1620, John Pickens has traffic on the fives.
Still rolling accident free right now. I-10, I-110 are all looking good. Not seeing any delays either. I'm John Pickens with your traffic on the fives.
All right. So the question of the day. Sorry, I need just briefly need to tell you about this. If you have a company, you have employees, you have benefits, you have to provide, you know, health, dental, vision, life, disability, human resource management, payroll. These are all things that most normal people don't get up in the morning excited to do. It's the red tape that you have to do. And, I mean, you see the value, but it's not fun. That's why you didn't go into that business. You went into the business of, you know, what, laying IT infrastructure or fixing cars or providing legal advice or teaching or whatever you went into, okay? But somebody else actually does enjoy this. That's the folks at Torgerson Causey. They are the weirdos. They like it. They're good at it. They enjoy it. And I can tell you from personal experience, they're great. For 4 years, we've been using them here at News Radio in Cat Country. Options we didn't have before, better options than we had before, much better customer service than we had before. I'm a big fan. And my wife, who is a very, very demanding industrial engineer, you know, and now is a stay-at-home mom, but she still asks hard questions, and they have good answers. And so she gives them her big thumbs up. More than 20 years in business helping local companies just like yours handle this stuff. Torgerson Causey, 433-9996. No obligation to have them look at what you're doing and just see if they can do it better or maybe do it cheaper or both. The website, tcbenefitsgroup.com. All right, to the texts. To the bat poll. To the texts. 437-1620. Do you prefer to pass the bad driver and put them in your rearview mirror, or do you prefer to keep them in front of you where you can control your reaction to them? 437-1620. Somebody says, I pass and put the danger behind me. Let's see. Somebody here says, bleep that. I pass the mother bleeper. All right. Look, Samuel L. Jackson's in town listening, so excellent. keep them in front of you, another person says, so you have control. If they're just slow, then I definitely pass. I prefer to pass them or, if possible, take an alternate route. I want to stay far away. Well, yeah, until you make turns, you're not really free, right?
Right.
And even then sometimes. Oh, have you ever... Okay. Have you ever had somebody who was driving behind you and kind of followed you through all the turns into your subdivision? And you know rationally it's just coincidence, but there's still a part of you that's like, well, I'm definitely not pulling into my driveway just yet.
Mm-hmm.
Or have you ever been the person in back? Who knows? You're just inadvertently, you happen to be going to the same place and you think, oh, they think I'm following them. And like, yeah, no, it's all good. We're safe in here.
The worst, though, for me is when you actually pass somebody that's mm-hmm. going really, really slow. Mm-hmm. And sure enough, right as you're passing them, they speed up.
Or they tailgate you after.
And then yeah. they come around and then they pass yeah. you again. And they start playing that game.
No doubt.
Oh, I hate that.
Yeah, you could have done this before.
It's called Frogger.
If you were just a good...
Called?
Frogger.
I've never heard of that.
Oh, all right.
No.
You know, if you were, yeah, that's it.
The lily pads. Sorry.
Oh,
if you were a good driver to begin with,
Atari thing,
we wouldn't have had this problem. And there's no good way to tell somebody else that they're a bad driver. My wife is a fan of the educate people that they've made the mistake. And I'm like, they never learn. I mean, I'm also a horn honker. I was raised in Chicago. I'm a horn honker. Okay. But, you know, people never, nobody's ever like, oh, yeah, it was me. I'm sorry.
You've never done that?
Oh, I have.
I've done that.
Okay,
I've
because that. I'm like, hey, that was on me, bro.
Yeah.
Yeah, I've done that.
But let's be honest, that's fairly rare. Let's see. Somebody says, behind, so my dash cam sees them and is evidence if they crash.
Amen.
All right, well, that's true, of course, if you have one. When you pass them, you can always vote them number one along the way.
That's right.
Oh.
Show them how Texas greets you. Mm-hmm. Texas people greet you.
No, don't do that. That I don't do.
You're number one.
Depends on traffic. You're just pointing out the bird. depends on traffic. If it's rush hour, I stay behind them. But if there's space, pass them and get far ahead. Don says, that was John. This is Don says, follow the first rule of Italian driving and pass them.
Italian driving.
Stay behind if you are not in a rush. And there you go, 437-1620. So what's the best advice? I don't know.
We should have asked the sheriff.
Oh, we should have.
Follow-up question for
you know what
week.
He would say? Oh, pit those mother bleepers.
You get a sticker.
Put them in. No, he wouldn't say that because they're not.
We need stickers for our cars.
They're not engaged in a forced felony, and they're not in a stolen car, so, you know, none of that is very good. I'm Andrew McKay.
It's spring at Anderson Subaru, the perfect time to refresh your ride. With 3.9% for 63 months on 2025 Subaru Outback models, or get 3.9% for 48 months on 2025 Forester models and 2025 Crosstrek models. At Anderson Subaru, Highway 29, just north of Car City, Pensacola. For details, call 877-554-9791.
Subaru for you, Subaru for you. Anderson's got a Subaru for you.
Costello's Butcher Shop and Deli, where you can meet up and wine all you want. Costello's has all your barbecue needs ready for pickup, from Wagyu tomahawks, Wagyu chuck steaks, to quarter pound colossal Wagyu hot dogs, briskets, pork butts, and so much more. At Costello's, you'll find all the best boarhead sandwich meats and cheeses, plus everything ready from charcuterie boards to chicken salad and the best dessert pies, all at Costello's Butcher Shop, Deli, Fine Wine, and Cheeses. Find them today on the corner of Lillian Highway and Fairfield Drive in Pensacola.
Pensacola Morning News with Andrew McKay. Mornings 5 till 9 on News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable.
How the hell are you going to get fired on your day off?
Oh, I did have a good follow-up here. Somebody says, Andrew, if you're driving and there's not a bad driver behind you and there's not one in front of you, you are the bad driver.
Touche.
Unkind. I don't like the way that one played out. 8:51 here on News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable. If you are thinking about purchasing a home, wondering where to go, who to ask questions of, you know, you want to buy a second home, a vacation rental, a beach house, whatever, or sell, you know, obviously, if you want to sell. Well, Christina Leavenworth and her team at Leavenrinke Realty, they sell a lot of homes. 165 last year, 175 the year before that, three and a half, four every single week. So they're seeing a lot of people. They're seeing a lot of, you know, they're showing a lot of homes. They're seeing a lot of clients. They're learning what people like and don't like, and they can give you all that experience. What's your home worth? It may not be what you think. Could be higher, could be lower. I don't know. They're the experts, you know, not me. Is now a good time? I don't know. Ask them. That's why you ask. And listen, Christina specifically says, call me before you've made a decision. Call me when I can help you ask better questions and get you thinking about this in a way that you're going to be the most happy with long term. Because a lot of times we tend to call the realtor after we've decided what to do. Why not ask the expert what's the good thing to do? Christina Leavenworth and her team at Leavenrinke Realty, 786-3996. What else do we have going on? Oh, I just don't really have it in me to talk again about this. The airplane thing, look, Trump is taking, the Department of Defense is taking a $400 million airplane that the president needs, that Boeing has been failing to provide, from a country in which his family is investing at least a portion of or developing a $5.5 billion golf project.
Well, now, this isn't Boeing's fault.
Well, that's not
this
Boeing's
fault.
This
is the subcontractors okay, that fair are enough. Fair enough, retrofitting.
Fair enough. No, you're right. Fair enough. And Pam Bondi, who's the Department of, you know, the Attorney General, Department of Justice head, she used to lobby for Qatar. I mean, my dude. And we have a constitutional provision, the Emoluments Clause, that says you can't take gifts from foreign powers. And his answer
is, I'm like, I'll take it. Don't worry about it.
And the legal workaround here is that he's not taking it, that the Department of Defense is taking it. And then the presidential library is going to take it. And it's not him personally. Well, what is the spirit of that clause about then? And how much money are we going to spend on retrofitting and making it secure and preventing it from being a spy plane to then just ground it afterwards for no future? I don't know whether this, and by the way, Congress could approve. The Emoluments Clause allows for gifts if Congress approves. But the response by the president yesterday was completely inadequate. Not surprising. But the response was completely inappropriate.
President, what do you say to people who view that luxury jet as a personal gift to you? Why not leave it behind?
You're ABC fake news, right?
Why not?
It's only ABC. Well, a few of you would. Let me tell you, you should be embarrassed asking that question. They're giving us a free jet. I could say, no, don't give us. I want to pay you $1 billion or $400 million or whatever it is. or I could say thank you very much.
Yeah, you literally, the Constitution says you can't say thank you very much. That's the whole point. It's an emolument. It's an addition to salary. It's a gift of stock options or a car or whatever. I mean, like, if a county commissioner, okay, let's say in, I don't know, Escambia County, was being provided a house, a mansion, because the $400 million 747 is a mansion, by a local builder, would you think that's cool? No, you would think that's crazy. If it had been Biden, think about the objections against Hunter Biden working for Burisma, unqualified foreign influence, clearly peddling his family's name and stature as the vice president. Clearly. You can't be against that and then be like, oh, this is fine. You have to be on principle. Anyway, I'll go, let the president continue. Actually, John Pickens got traffic on the fives. John?
Brought to you by ECUA Bulk Waste Services. Now call for pickup. Call by 2 p.m. the day before your service day. You can learn more at ecua.fl.gov. Still no accidents to report to you right now. I-10, I-110, 90, 98, even 9 Mile Road are looking good. I'm John Pickens with your traffic on the fives.
Thanks so much, John. So the president continues after saying it's ABC's fake news for asking the question that literally everybody in the country is asking, because that's his way, to attack the question rather than to take it seriously.
You know, there was an old golfer named Sam Snead. Did you ever hear him? He won 82 tournaments. He was a great golfer. And he had a motto. When they give you a putt, you say, thank you very much. You pick up your ball and you walk to the next hole. A lot of people are stupid. They say, no, no, I insist on putting it. And then they putt it and they miss it. And their partner gets angry at them. You know what? Remember that, Sam Snead, when they give you a putt, you pick it up and you walk to the next hole and you say, thank you very much.
Oh, my God, make it stop. That's the most unrelated remark imaginable. The whole idea of a gimme putt or a gimme shot in pool is because the person is capable of making the shot and they're not going to miss it, and you just, as a courtesy. This is not a courtesy 747 that he was otherwise going to automatically wind up with. It's the most ridiculous thing to compare it to.
Respectfully, sir, as a businessman, some people may look at this and say, have you ever been given a gift worth millions of dollars and did not receive anything?
It's not a gift to me. It's a gift to the Department of Defense. And you should know better, because you've been embarrassed enough, and so has your network. Your network is a disaster. ABC is a disaster.
You know what I would have, and look, this is, I know who Trump is. I know who he's not. I know he's always going to drive me crazy. But here's what I would have loved to hear him say. Yeah, there's an emoluments prohibition in the Constitution. I understand it fully. I know what emoluments are. This is not a gift to me. This is a foreign country giving us back something in exchange for, oh, well, if it's an exchange, that's a problem. Wait a minute. no, but just a recognition that this is a problem and that maybe somebody other than, and I love Pam Bondi, okay, but maybe somebody other than a former lobbyist for Gutter should be the one signing off on the legality of this transaction after, again, a $5.5 billion development project that's been announced a couple of weeks ago involving the Trump family. So, yeah, it raises a lot of questions. And for Rand Paul,
it's not like a ride on the plane. We're talking about the entire $400 million plane. I think it's not worth the appearance of impropriety, whether it's improper or not. I don't think it's worth it.
Yeah, and see, this is where you start to think about, like, why is it that we don't have American dignitaries from the president down to the ambassador or to the senator or anybody else? Why is it that people are not allowed to receive gifts? Why do we have such strict rules on gifts? Because even honest people look corrupt when they take gifts. Right? Even honest people look bad when they take gifts. And, of course, dishonest people are bad when they take gifts because they're doing it in exchange. They're doing it for quid pro quo. They're doing it for favors or strings later. Now, do I believe that the president is doing this in exchange? I think it looks terrible. Do I think that he is? I don't know. Somebody says, well, he's doing it out in the open. It's all transparent. Okay, doing it in the open doesn't make it okay. It's almost a reverse psychology thing. Look, I'm being so transparent. It's obviously fine. Or... No, you do that in order to make the case that you can then say it's being done out in the open. Ben Schatz is a Democrat.
It's disgusting. It's wildly corrupt. And just because they are doing the corruption in plain sight does not make it any less damning or sad or gross.
So to me, there are two things that need to happen. One thing, I suppose. if Congress signs off on it, fine. That's actually in the Constitution. But I would like, sort of a part two to that, I would like there to be some looking to see why. Because is Gutter just suddenly feeling super generous? Are they giving us a plane for no reason at all? Even Laura Loomer, massive supporter of President Trump, said that she thinks this is really bad, that this is going to leave a stain on his presidency. And at least those questions should be addressed honestly.